such a beautiful lie. It feels like a movie I've already seen. So right now I'm begging you, please, why don't you say?
CQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation. 98Q Country.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. Seven candidates have qualified for tonight's GOP presidential debate. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports from California.
The participants for this second primary debate are Ron DeSantis, Mike Pence, Nikki Haley, Tim Scott, Vivek Ramaswamy, Chris Christie, and Doug Burgum. The Republican National Committee says former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson did not make the cut this time. Donald Trump, who leads in the polls by a wide margin, is skipping the debate and will hold a rival event with union workers in Michigan. Greg Clugston, Simi Valley, California.
Bad debate tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern. Also at townhall.com, with just a few days remaining before a government shutdown, the stakes are rising with no clear resolution in sight. Julie Walker has more.
The Senate charging ahead with a bipartisan package late Tuesday to temporarily fund the government through November 17th. It would maintain funding at current levels with a $6 billion boost for Ukraine and $6 billion for U.S. disaster relief. It's on track for Senate approval later this week, but faces long odds in the House. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is reviving plans for the Republicans' own stopgap funding measure that would slash federal spending by 8%. I'm Julie Walker.
According to two U.S. officials, the American soldier who sprinted into North Korea across the heavily fortified border between the Koreas 2 months ago, he has been released into U.S. custody. Early on Wednesday, North Korea said it would expel Private Travis King. King's overall fate, though, remains uncertain after having been declared AWOL by the U.S. government. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 171 points and the NASDAQ losing 33 points. More at townhall.com.
If you trade stocks, then you know avoiding pitfalls is the biggest challenge for both new and experienced investors. Vantage Point's dual-patented artificial intelligence provides a powerful solution to this problem by offering predictive accuracy, emotional neutrality, and diverse market forecasts for today's active traders. Vantage Point's AI analyzes billions of data points in seconds, so you get highly accurate predicted market conditions for the next trading day. Take the emotion out of your trading. Text the word money to 813-813. Navigate the financial markets with confidence using AI. Text MONEY to 813-813 right now to learn more for free. Text MONEY to 813-813 to experience the benefits of AI in your trading. Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply. Text the word MONEY to 813-813.
At least 100 people have died, 150 others injured after a fire broke out during a wedding in Iraq's biggest Christian town.
Up to 1,000 people were celebrating the wedding inside a packed hall in the Hamdaniya district when the blaze erupted. Initial findings suggest fireworks had been lit inside, with the venue's walls said to have been clad with highly flammable materials. In contravention of safety standards, the blaze spread quickly, meaning many had little chance to escape. State media say 4 arrest warrants had been issued for the owners of the hall and a full investigation ordered into the cause of the blaze.
BBC correspondent Mike Thompson. Iran claiming that it has successfully launched an imaging satellite into space. The Nor 3 satellite is in orbit 280 miles above the Earth's surface. Iran has had a series of failed launches in recent years. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Citing threats to the safety of its workers and customers, Target announcing it's closing 9 stores in 4 states.
The stores Target is closing include 1 in East Harlem, New York, 3 in San Francisco, 3 in Portland, and 2 in Seattle. The closings are effective October 21st. The company describes the decision to close as difficult. Target says it has invested heavily in strategies to prevent and stop theft and has trained store leaders and security team members to protect themselves and de-escalate potential safety issues. But the company says it continues facing fundamental challenges to operate the stores safely. I'm Mike Hempen.
Tens of thousands of hospitality workers in Las Vegas voting to authorize a strike. It could disrupt dozens of hotels and casinos. The union has not set a strike deadline as of yet. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm John Scott.
Want to start saving money today? Then you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online on our website located at 98QCountry.com. Stop by and take a look at all the wonderful featured businesses such as local restaurants or fun shops located in Prentice, Mellon, Minocqua, Phillips, Park Falls, Butternut, Glidden, and all around the surrounding areas, offering everything from burgers to clothing. You can also tune into the 98Q Country Morning Show to hear them read live by our wonderful hosts. Save money with 98Q Country Shopping Show today.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Aylin. No parole for Taylor Shabusiness.
Saying her crime offends human decency and dignity, Brown County Judge Thomas Walsh on Tuesday sentenced the 25-year-old Shabusiness to life without the chance for extended supervision for the February 2022 murder and dismemberment of Shad Therian in Green Bay.
When life is taken by from a person in the fashion that it was in this case, where the victim's remains are cut up and packaged in containers, it's difficult to identify a human nature in those activities.
Shabusiness was convicted in July with jurors rejecting an insanity plea. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A man and a child are dead after a truck versus semi crash in southwest Wisconsin. The Lafayette County Sheriff's Office reports a pickup crossed the center line and entered the path of the semi on Highway 11 in Gratiot. driver of the pickup, identified as 27-year-old Jason Michael Richardson of Monroe, died at the scene. A child in the truck, whose name and age were not disclosed, was also killed. A 27-year-old Monroe woman in that pickup was taken to the hospital with unknown injuries. There's no word on whether the 30-year-old semi-driver from Indiana was hurt. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has joined the Federal Trade Commission and 16 state attorneys general in suing Amazon. The suit alleges the online retail and technology company is a monopolist that uses a set of interlocking, anti-competitive, and unfair strategies to illegally maintain its monopoly power. The complaint alleges that Amazon violates the law not because it's big, but because it engages in a course of exclusionary conduct that prevents current competitors from growing and new competitors from emerging. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Wisconsin Farm Bureau helps our organization advocate for agriculture by putting us at the table with the right individuals. I've heard a lot of times that if you're not at the table, you're on the menu when it comes to ag policy. We need people to help us make the right connections, get in front of the right people and policymakers that are affecting decisions that impact agriculture.
WFBF.com.
You should look them up.
A voice for farmers. A vision for agriculture.
Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Farmers deal with a lot, including long days, stress, and fatigue. This is your reminder to take breaks, stretch, have a snack, and hydrate your body. Avoid farm accidents by keeping yourself healthy. Visit ruralmutual.com to learn how Rural Mutual supports Wisconsin farmers and prioritize safety on the farm.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Transportation agencies in Minnesota and Wisconsin have unveiled location recommendations for replacement of the aging Blatnik Bridge, which is a major link between Duluth and Superior.
One significant change is that bridge traffic from Duluth will go directly onto U.S. Highway 53 in Superior rather than onto a local street. The plan is to begin the major portion of the project in 2026, construction likely to take 4 to 5 years. It is expected traffic will be detoured to the Bong Bridge further west for a significant portion of that time. Bill Werner reporting.
And the National Weather Service confirmed a Monday evening tornado in Greene County touched down. The agency says cell phone photos and videos clearly show a tornado occurring in a farm field between New Glarus and Belleville. Weather Service rated the tornado as an EFU. That means the strength of the tornado is unknown due to lack of damage from it. No severe weather warnings were in effect at the time of the twister's touchdown. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Dolores Catherine Lobermeyer, age 90, of Fifield, died on September 21st at Park Manor Nursing Home. She is survived by two children, Carol Schlotterbeck of Minneapolis, and by Bruce Lobermeyer of Duluth. Survived also by two grandchildren, by eight great-grandchildren, and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Funeral services will be held Tuesday, October 3rd, 11 a.m. at St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church in Fifield. Father Sanjay Pazukathara will officiate. Visitation held Tuesday, October 3rd at 10 a.m. until the hour of the service at the church. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Dolores Catherine Lobermeyer, age 90, Fifield. Barbara J. Andrus, 73, Phillips, passed away on September 23rd. She is survived by her four children, Diane Will of Prentice, by Penny Wild of Winnemucca, Nevada, by Lisa Bleck of Winnemucca, Nevada, and by Patrick Jr. of Austin, Minnesota. Survived also by her grandchildren, by her two great-granddaughters, her two great-grandsons, also survived by her siblings, Joe, Bob, and Tony of Phillips, and Bill of Fort Collins, Colorado, and by Irma Nitzel of Hot Springs, Arkansas. Survived also by two sisters-in-law. A memorial service will be held at 11 a.m. on Saturday, October 14th at the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Home located in Phillips. Visitation beginning at 9 a.m. and continuing until the time of the service at the funeral home. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services are assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Barbara J. Andrus, 73, Phillips.
The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com.
The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Are you looking for someplace fun and exciting to go to? Then set your sights to Cave of the Mounds in southwest Wisconsin. This geologic wonder is a comfortable 50 degrees year-round with stunning and colorful displays of underground crystal formations. For something even more spectacular, visit Cave of the Mounds for one of the many guided specialty tours, like the Blacklight Tour. It's a one-of-a-kind experience to watch the cave glow. Or visit during their many events and lectures this summer. Go to the Cave of the Mounds website for more information.
From the early morning giggles to the late night sniffles, kids will be kids. At Marshfield Children's, that's exactly who we want them to be. We've dedicated our entire careers to caring for kids as kids. And we're welcoming new patients as soon as today at locations near you. Bumps, bruises, checkups, and more. Bring all your questions to the area's only dedicated pediatric experts. Visit marshfieldchildrens.org.
Great food, great entertainment, all summer long, and an outdoor bar and music venue to enjoy it all at the Badger's Den Sports Bar and Grill on County Road W in Phillips, Wisconsin. Wing it up at the Den with Wing Ding Wednesdays, Thursday steak night featuring 16-ounce ribeyes, Friday fish fry with beer batter parmesan crusted cod, and be sure to stick around for late night happy hour from 8 to midnight with $2 domestics and $5 tall mixers and house recipe pizzas available anytime at the Badger's Den Sports Bar and Grill on County Road W, where it's never a question of whether or not there's entertainment, but who's playing this weekend.
The duck hunting season began last weekend, and we've had some pretty good duck hunting weather with a lot of low clouds. Keeps the ducks flying low. There are three types of ducks, basically. You have puddle ducks. They're usually on the smaller ponds because they don't need deep water. They just tip when they feed. They tend to take off vertically from the water. Species of puddle ducks include the mallard, the wood duck, the widgeon, northern pintail, blue and green-winged teal, and the northern shoveler, and the American black duck. And then you have diving ducks. They feed on larger bodies of water, on our lakes mostly, and they do dive as deep as 10 feet or more below the surface to feed, and some will feed on fish, and they tend to take off by running on the water using their fins to get going in speed. Species of diving ducks that are common around here are ringneck ducks, greater scalp, redheads, hooded mergansers, lesser scalps, canvasbacks, and ruddy ducks. And then you have sea ducks, which dive even deeper yet. They tend to be on very large open bodies of water. Species of sea ducks include common golden eyes, buffalo heads, common merganser, long-tailed ducks, and red-breasted mergansers. to name a few. We've got a major fish feeding period happening 9:45 to 11:45 this morning. The minor is 4 till 5 later on this afternoon. And the moon is waxing gibbous. It's almost full. That's on Friday. The sun rose this morning at 6:54. It sets this evening in Park Falls at 6:52. Weather-wise, look for clouds. Could have a sprinkly light shower. Otherwise, our high today is at 67. Winds are generally light out of the east. Tonight's cloudy with a low at 56. Could have fog tomorrow. We'll have clouds Thursday with maybe some scattered sun with a high of 69 with a light southeast breeze. A bit more wind is expected out of the south on Friday. Could see scattered sun, but morning fog. We'll see a high at around 73. And for the weekend, we should see highs in the upper 70s, starting out near 60. And we have a chance for some scattered showers and storms this weekend as well. Take care. With today's Outdoor Report, I'm Carl Klopotek.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their minds in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutters.com for a quote.
Big G here from 98Q Country. Join me live on location at Leisure City's Hot Tub Truck event this Thursday, September 28th at Leisure City in Woodruff, Wisconsin. Tons of tubs will be available from top manufacturers like Vita, Free Flow, Hot Springs, and Nordic with special event financing. Grab some popcorn and stroll through the huge indoor showroom filled with fall clearance seasonal savings on outdoor furniture, grills, and more during the Hot Tub Truckload event happening Thursday, September 28th at Leisure City, your backyard headquarters of the North, on U.S. Highway 51 North in Woodruff, Wisconsin, or online at leisurecityhottub.com.
Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Enjoy a beautiful view with new windows from Chaldwin. They're made to be durable, energy efficient, and low maintenance. We carry more than 100 size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Saving your entire window project with 11% off all Chaldwin windows now at Menards. Good through October 1st. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Chance for scattered showers this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 64. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 51 tonight. Cloudy skies expected. Overcast skies again tomorrow. Highs level off around 67. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Friday with daytime highs approaching 72. 77 Saturday. Another look at the short range. A high of 64 this afternoon. Lows level off around 51 tonight. Wish a top off around 67 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frombly. And that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, 62.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator.
You can contact Chris at 715-302-5144 or visit him at ChristopherElectricLLC.com.
Stock up and save on the toughest filters in the business during Wick's Filters Sale Days at your local Auto Value Parts Store. Not only will you get the best deal of the season on our very best filters, but you'll also find deep discounts on oil, fluids, grease, batteries, and more. Upgrade your filters during Wick's Filters Sale Days at your local Auto Value Parts Store. See store for official sale dates. Auto Value. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
With SRN Sports, I'm Jeremy House. In Major League Baseball, in the National League, the Atlanta Braves come from behind to edge the Chicago Cubs.
The Atlanta Braves rallied in the eighth inning to defeat the Chicago Cubs 7-6. With the loss, the Cubs were eliminated from a division title, but still have hopes for a wild card spot. Chicago led by as much as six, but an error by right fielder Seiya Suzuki allowed a pair of runs in the eighth and gave Atlanta the lead to stay. Ronald Acuna had a two-run home run and Kevin Pillar a solo shot, which began the Atlanta comeback.
Nothing really seemed like was going well for us to just stay in there and have guys contribute up and down the lineup and out of the bullpen. Just shows what this team's about.
Brad Hand picked up the win for the Braves in relief. Gary McKillips, Atlanta.
Other National League winners included Colorado, Philadelphia, St. Louis, the LA Dodgers, and San Diego. Miami at the New York Mets was rained out. This is SRN Sports. Staying with baseball in the American League, winners were Detroit, the New York Yankees, Tampa Bay, Minnesota, the LA Angels, and Seattle. Interleague winners included Baltimore, Cincinnati, and Arizona. Off the field, Hall of Fame third baseman Brooks Robinson, who is one of the most beloved and accomplished athletes in Baltimore history, has died. He was 86. The Orioles announced his death in a joint statement with Robinson's family. The statement did not say how Robinson died. He spent his entire 23-year career with the Orioles. NBA news, Ben Simmons is set to begin training camp next week with no restrictions. After two injury-shortened seasons in Brooklyn, Nets coach Jacques Vaughn said the former All-Star has been playing five-on-five this summer and will have an expanded role offensively if he can avoid further injuries. This is SRN Sports.
The Brewers are Central Division champs for the third time since 2018. I'm Bill Scott with sports. They fell to the Cardinals 4-1, but were able to pop the corks in the champagne when the Cubs blew a 6-0 lead and fell 7-6 to the Braves. Manager Craig Counsell said the Brewers have what it takes.
I think there's no question that we have a lot of the ingredients. You know, like a season, the postseason does not go by script, you know, so crazy things are going to happen. We're going to have to adjust. We're going to have adversity. We're going to be down, and we're going to have to change directions a little bit. But I think we have the personnel to do something special, and that makes it really exciting going into it.
Closer Devin Williams.
Every year is special, but this one just feels a little different in here. You know, the chemistry that our team has, you know, we go out there every day and play for each other, which is a little different than in years past.
Brewers in the postseason for the fifth time in the last 6 years. They'll host the wild card round of the playoffs October 3rd, 4th, and if necessary, the 5th. Phillies also clinched the playoff spot. They walked off the Pirates 3-2 last night at 88-69. They are the top wild card team in the National League. Packers have one more day of preparations for Thursday night's matchup with the Lions at Lambeau Field. They have a bit of a score to settle after being knocked out of playoff contention with a 20-16 setback against Detroit in the regular season finale last year. Green Bay has dropped three straight overall to the Lions, and if they want to avoid a fourth straight defeat, they need to have an answer for pass rusher Aiden Hutchinson.
He is a game wrecker. The guy's all over the place, the energy he plays with. He rarely comes out of the game, and he sets the tone. And I think that whole defense, you can see the physicality, you can see the speed, the relentless pursuit on tape. And I think they're well coached and they got talented players. And so it presents a lot of challenges for us as an offense.
Top ranked and unbeaten Wisconsin women's volleyball team back at it tonight. The four-time defending Big Ten champs on the road at number 21 Ohio State. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Wisconsin is facing an unprecedented threat. A constitutional crisis that would overrule the votes of nearly 2 million Wisconsinites who voted in the state Supreme Court election this past April. It's a threat made by some extremist Republicans who are desperate to overturn a fair and democratic election so they can hold on to power. Instead of focusing on the issues we really care about, they are threatening to illegally impeach Justice Janet Protasiewicz without evidence before she's even ruled on a single case. Removing Justice Janet Protasiewicz from office would threaten our democracy and overrule the will of the people. But it's not too late to protect your vote and stand up for the rule of law. Tell your state legislators not to overturn the results of an election. Tell them to oppose the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Contact your state legislators at 1-800-362-9472. Then visit defendjustice.us to learn more about how you can help stop the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Taking a look at a couple of other sports notes today. The Phillips Lager varsity volleyball team defeated Abbotsford. The Falcons fall on senior night in Phillips, 3-0. For the Merriwood North Conference title, the Phillips Lagers guaranteed at least a share now of the Merriwood North Conference title. The Lagers came out strong, winning 25-9, following up with a 26-24 and 25-20 win. The team was led by their five seniors, Casey Egerbrecht, by Brooke Eckert, Ileana Winter, Hallie Lehman, and Allie Williams. The Loggers are now 4-0 in conference and 23-3 overall. Next up for the Loggers is a matchup at Athens. That'll happen on Tuesday. D.C. Everest topped Lakeland 3-1 in volleyball yesterday. And Butternut took 2 from the Shawamigan girls up at the Glidden campus yesterday in middle school girls action. The Butternut girls winning the JV game 33-26. And then in the 8th grade, the A game, it was a 47-16 win for the Butternut girls. We've got a lot of action going on this week. We'll be talking Packer football with Mike Clemens, our Packer insider, tomorrow morning at 9. Packer football tomorrow night, pregame 5, kick at 7:15. We have Brewers, of course, tonight. They've already wrapped up their division title. High school football, doubleheader Friday night, and more Brewers action over the weekend. And Brewer playoff baseball will begin on Tuesday right here. And that's a check of your 98Q Country Sports.
Nothing slows my little girl down, except a stuffy nose. Mommy. That's why I use Sinex Children Saline from Vicks. Sinex instantly clears mucus in everyday stuffy little noses with a gentle, ultra-fine mist designed for kids. Just Sinex, breathe. Her stuffy nose is gone for now. And so is she.
Sinex Children Saline. Sinex, breathe. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Wendy's new breakfast 2 for $3 biggie bundles let you create your own delicious combo. Choose from a sausage biscuit, egg and cheese biscuit, small seasoned potatoes, and a medium hot coffee. But it's obvious which combo's the best. Sausage biscuit and small seasoned potatoes. Well, maybe it's the fresh cracked egg and cheese biscuit with a medium hot coffee. Or 2 savory sausage biscuits. Whichever you pick, you can't go wrong. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new 2 for $3 biggie bundles.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Not the combo, single item at regular price.
We love the new country.
You guys play the new stuff.
But we also love the songs we know every word to.
You guys are always playing the song I can sing along with.
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
I need a new truck. There ain't nothing wrong with mine. It's got 40-some thousand miles and the engine runs just fine. No, it ain't tore up. Ain't got a scratch, ain't got a dent. The radio works, it don't show dirt. Worth every dime I spent. I was gonna drive it till the wheels fell off. Yeah, that was before she slammed the door, said it's over, then got lost. I need one she ain't climbed up in, that ain't played her favorite songs. Need some glass that we ain't fogged up, that her bare feet ain't been on. I need a hug that we laid on, kiss until that sun came up. That's all that's wrong with this one, if you're looking, you're in love. I need a new truck. Tomorrow, not next week. Can't take another red light with a memory over in that seat. If I find one more, here's how that slipped off her wrist. One more chapstick, one more picture, I might push it off a bridge. I need one she ain't climbed up in, that ain't played her favorite songs. Need some glass that we ain't fogged up, that her bare feet ain't. Stop the way that girl rigged me. I need one she ain't climbed up in, that ain't played her favorite songs. Need some glass that we ain't fogged up, that her bare feet ain't been on. I need a hug that we ain't laid on, kiss until that sun came up. That's all that's wrong with this one, if you're looking, you're in love. I need a new truck. Yeah, I need a new truck.
Your favorites, your classics, your country. 98Q Country.
Yeah.
carving on a hillside, cutting holes in the midday sun, like a postcard framed in a windshield covered in dust. I love the rhythm of an old gray black tie, 33's just whistling by. Steer the wheel one-handed on a two-lane, hugging that line. I got the windows down, no one else around, singing.
Yeah. Smith, World on Fire. Travis Kelce's number 87 jersey saw a 400% spike in sales at the NFL store after Taylor Swift wore it at the game at Arrowhead Stadium over the weekend. There are rumors about them having a romance. So romance rumors are in the air between Taylor Swift and Kelce Travis. And I guess all the Swifties that saw her wearing it had to go out and get their shirt, their jersey, which is Travis Kelce's number 87. And why not? If you're a Swiftie, why not? Coming up, Thomas Rhett, Parker McCollum, Permalee, and more on your country station.
We got Pete with us from Wheelway in Fifield, Wisconsin. And for those of you who may have taken a little trip out Highway E or down one of the pothole roads here in Wisconsin, that car, Pete, might be clanking a little bit, right?
Boy, I'll tell you what, you know, it's sometimes, depending what pothole you hit, your car will make some weird noises.
Yeah, it's like an early Halloween, right? It's scary. Absolutely. Nothing scarier than hearing that weird noise. If your car is making a weird noise, you guys will come bring it in there, check it out, and see what's going on, right?
Absolutely. You know, we got a lot of great discounts going on right now. Make sure you look, check your Northwood Shopper out. We're the home of the $39.95 oil change, as well as some A discounts for tires, brakes, stuff that these roads are beating up your cars. And you know what? Fall and winter's kind of creeping up on us.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make sure your car is reliable and roadworthy, and we can make sure it happens. Right.
And they can give you a call to set up that service appointment there. How can they reach you there, Pete?
Hey, give us a call, 762-2467. Number again is 762-2467, and we can get you scheduled and get you in the shop and get your car fixed today.
Just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13, Fifield, Wisconsin. Wheelway, schedule your next service work right there.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Big G here from 98Q Country. Join me live on location at Leisure City's Hot Tub Truck event this Thursday, September 28th at Leisure City in Woodruff, Wisconsin. Tons of tubs will be available from top manufacturers like Vita, Free Flow, Hot Springs, and Nordic with special event financing. Grab some popcorn and stroll through the huge indoor showroom filled with fall clearance seasonal savings on outdoor furniture, grills, and more during the Hot Tub Truckload event happening Thursday, September 28th at Leisure City, your backyard headquarters of the North, on U.S. Highway 51 North in Woodruff, Wisconsin, or online at leisurecityhottub.com.
Panasia Oriental Market, located in the Southside Shopping Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin, is here to serve you. Market owner April Harshman welcomes any suggestions for additional ethnic foods and specialty items to carry in her store, like newly in stock professional cooking woks available in 28 and 32-ounce capacity, plus rice cookers just in time for the fall to make your pan-set noodles along with other ethnic dishes. Adding new foods and specialty items all the time, like super soft warm blankets to cozy up with on those cool fall nights, and super soft premium non-slip carpets by La Casa available in a variety of colorful designs. Plus all your favorite lunch and meat, snacks, pastas, fruits, fish, and more. At Panasia Oriental Market, open Monday through Saturday until 8, and Sundays till 6 in the Southside Shopping Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Welcoming NEB and Food Share customers.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Chance for scattered showers this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 64. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 51 tonight. Cloudy skies expected. Overcast skies again tomorrow. Highs level off around 67. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Friday, with daytime highs approaching 72. 77 Saturday. Another look at the short range. A high of 64 this afternoon. Lows level off around 51 tonight. We should top off around 67 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 62.
Online at 98qcountry.com. 98qcountry.com.
In my t-shirt, in my ride, running circles in my mind, couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl in mind. You took the single out of my life, now I can't wait to see you tonight. In my CJC, messing with my rear view. If it's up to me, there'd never be nobody else. In that blue beach chair by my side, the sun don't even wanna be there. Girl, if you ain't the one, in my t-shirt, in my ride, running circles in my mind, couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl. In that picture, in my pocket, on my cell phone, when I lock it, it's all you. Took the single out of my life. Now, girl, you always be the only one I wanna see. Up in my t-shirt, in my ride, running circles in my mind. Couple billion in the world, baby. My cell phone when I lock it, it's all you. No lie, baby, you're the only girl in my life.
Farmer Lee, and that's Girl in Mine. So the month is fastly disappearing. It's the 27th of September, 2023. Today is Google's birthday. So happy birthday, Google. It's National Day of Forgiveness, National Scarf Day. Is it cool enough to wear a scarf yet? It's also National Crush a Can Day. I suppose that goes all the way back to when men showed how strong they were by crushing a beer can. I don't know. Anyway, it's easier just to celebrate National Scarf Day. There you go. Bailey Zimmerman's coming up with his new song. Now, well, I shouldn't say new song, his new number one song. Tyler Hubbard's on the way, Russell Dickerson, and more. Great country for you right here.
Okay, everyone, gather around. It's time for corny jokes about passing the torch.
The team at Kieran's Welding was fused together solid.
Thanks for all the late nights and early shifts.
But double retirements mean the crew must bond with some certified new hires.
You've both gone the extra millimeter.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I feel like I'm constantly cleaning hair off my bathroom floor. At least my Swiffer Sweeper makes it easy. Swiffer Heavy Duty Dry Cloths have ultra-thick pads to trap and lock hairs, like a hair magnet. And when I'm finished cleaning up my hair, Swiffer takes care of his too. Now the hair's gone, all thanks to Swiffer. Try Swiffer Sweeper Heavy Duty Dry Cloths. I promise you'll love them or your money back. And also try Swiffer Sweeper Wet to make quick work of tough, sticky messes.
Brand new country.
We got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away?
Thing you know, you're saving money like never before. Just spend it all that jewelry.
Really cool station.
98Q Country.